الحمد لله الحمد لله المنشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه في العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يعبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال لي الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. As our honorable illustrious Sheikh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali has mentioned that what has supposed to be said has been said already. So this useless slave who is servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in need of it the most, with my dirty mouth and dirty tongue and my dirty heart, what are we going to explain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the end of the surah that generally our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite on the day of Jum'ah in the Fajr Salah in the second rakat. And in the end of the surah, which is Surah Al-Dahr means the time is passing. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna hadhi tazkira. That all this that has been mentioned, it's now a tazkira, it's a reminder. All of us, we have heard it and we are hearing it for so many days, so many years that has passed in our life. Whereas myself, all of us should ponder and think. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Hal ata'ala al-insan, heenum min ad-dahr. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا That insan, now you 13, 15, 20, 30, 50, 60, 70 years, and 1 minute before that you were not existing. So don't you have now time to ponder and think that how I reached this part of my life? Or did I just come in the world like that? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Allah Ta'ala is asking us a question very sternly, which is a rhetorical question, needs no answer. That what insan, I made you my best of all creation. Better than the skies, better than the earth, better than everything. Why I gave you intelligence, I gave you intellect, and why I have made you the best to become the best. And the best is, as we learn, Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. To become the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not an ordinary gift. This is a very, very special gift that Allah Ta'ala has chosen me and you to become the friends of Allah. So 1 minute before that, or whatever our age is, we were not existing. Nobody even spoke about us. Now Allah Ta'ala, so to say, is complaining about myself. That don't you have time now? You think that I have achieved this or I have achieved this? As Maulana Isa Sahib Damat Barakatum beautifully explained, that reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. That whether I can be the Imam of the Haram, I can be a great Alim, whoever, But what is inside the heart, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ That Allah Ta'ala says, don't you know that the story doesn't end when you go into the qabr? Don't you know this reality? And we all always hearing that Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is warning us that this piece of flesh, this heart is not what we thinking of this physical heart, this biological heart. Today, as our Shaykh explained, one elder of Azadwal used to beautifully say, Allah grant him Jannat and grant us all that we stick firm on this path. That Allah Ta'ala says, you have heard all this reminders. Inna hadhi tazkira. Faman sha'a attakhadha ila rabbi sabila. You heard all these reminders, myself first, I'm talking to myself, and we're just talking loud. So this is a muzakara, it's not any bayan or anything, I'm not word being saying anything, but it is a muzakara, as our Shaykh teaches us, that everybody should make muzakara. Everybody in our homes, with our friends, whatever. But we're making muzakara of everything else besides what we're supposed to be making muzakara of. And the muzakara actually is, like we say, a lot of fitna. We don't have to be talky of the fitna, we have to be talky of what the solution is. And our solution doesn't lie in the way of life of the kuffar, that they will look at outward strategies. The solution comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that after me, and this is the reminder that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one narration, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ بَيْضَىٰ لَيْلَهَا كَنْحَارِهَا That I have left you on a very, very clear path. So clear that the night is like the day. And many people today will say we're confused, that we don't know who to follow. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly, تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي عَلَىٰ تَقَلَيْنِ That after me I will leave you on two very, very firm things. That whoever holds firm onto that, لَا يَدِلُّ أَبَدًا That Kitabullah wa Sunnati. And in one narration it comes, Kitabullah wa Itrati. That for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who have followed in my path, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah ta'ala is reminding us in Surah Al-Dahr, if you got no time to ponder, and you think I've just achieved this in my life on my own, and it's my life, it's my achievement, then you're living in a dream world, because reality is going to come out when that reality of us, that piece of flesh, that ruh, which Allah has created, that is the starting of our journey. Where Allah created all the arwah from Adam alayhi salatu was salam, right till the last person that Allah knows who's going to come into the world, when Allah will create his body, which is made from minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى This body is made from sand and water. There's no reality of this body. This body is like our vehicle. And the vehicle, we know we don't park our vehicle out in the masjid. We all park our vehicles outside. And the vehicle is not the value of ourself. But sadly today we measure or we judge our value according to those things that are not part of us. Our clothing, our vehicles, our houses, these things are not part of us. What is inside you, that is part of you. And that is our reality, the ruh. When the ruh comes into that body, after 4 months and 10 days, or plus minus, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ That the biggest factory in the world is working where? Today we manufacture anything. As far as technology is concerned, we think we got the market. We manufacturing this type of technology. And we need 24/7, we need lights, etc. And all this load shedding is affecting us. The biggest factory in the world is in the womb of the mother. And who is Allah Ta'ala is manufacturing the greatest machine, this Hazrat Insan, this human being. And that is our vehicle. The reality Allah made already, our ruh, our soul. And that is why Hazrat Muhammad, Hazrat Sahab Damat Barakatum, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh, his Honorable Illustrious Son Hazrat Muhammad Hazrat Sahab Damat Barakatum, who is the Khalifa of Muhammad Abraul Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, Many a times in our country, when he used to be giving a bayan, then he says, you're looking at me. We all say, Ji Hazrat, we're looking at you. He says, you're listening to me. So we all hear, Ji Hazrat, you are listening attentively. He says, you're not seeing me and you're not listening to me. You're just looking at my body and you're just hearing my voice. My reality, I'm not even seeing. Today I think I'm wearing white clothes. Allah swazal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear white clothes and love it. And the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a great thing. But the reality will only come out when Allah ta'ala says, Kalla, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. Allah ta'ala says, never ever. Today the doctors will fool us that we got your patient and you got your father on life support. But sadly, when we don't live our life according to the real support, that Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh's beautiful poem, one of his initial poems which he wrote when he was in the company of his Shaykh, Hazman Abdul Ghani Polpuri Rahmatul Ali, a young man, 15, 16, he said, Hame kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seeka, tere sange dar pe marna, mere zindagi ka hasil, mere zist ka sahara, tere aashiko me jeena, tere aashiko me marna. As our Hazrat keeps on reminding us, when our Hazrat Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to this country, and then he informed us really what Allah Ta'ala has actually created us to get, this ishq, this burning love of Allah Ta'ala. We all knew we have to make ibadat, we all knew we have to make namaz, all that. But Hazrat explains, there's one darja above that, and that is you don't just make ibadat as a responsibility. When the love of Allah Ta'ala penetrates the heart, and this will only come, as Mawlana Isa Sahib and all what we have heard, that from the company of the true lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is that burning ishq, which Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Sibghat Allah, color in the color of Allah. How are you going to color in the color of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Not shaitan will fool us with those people who will baptize you in colored water and say, now you colored in the color of God. No, the color of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has sent the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the greatest of all, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and those who stayed close to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and who could have colored more in the color of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Radiallahu Ta'ala An. People who don't know Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Radiallahu Ta'ala An, they will lose everything when they don't realize his value. And people who befriend such value, but such people who talk bad about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and worse, talking bad about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and we'll think these people are champions of Islam, they fighting for Palestine, but they are also greedy for power. So they will fight their own friends. They sleep together in the same bed, the Iranians, that you'll think that they are champions and fighting for Palestine. But their object is that we must rule the world. The Jews, their object is they must rule the world. Allah Ta'ala says nobody can rule the world. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. It is only Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to become Allah Wala, to become the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So as Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed thick and thin with our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his childhood days. And he was 2 years younger than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his nabuwat, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu just asked one question to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, Maddalilu, what is your proof that you are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that dream you saw in Sham, in Syria, which nobody knows about it, Allah has informed me. Immediately Nabi Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr was the first person to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. Now it was no more Muhammad ibn Abdullah, now it was Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now the test came, the people who loved what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 40 years, ask anybody who was Muhammad ibn Abdullah, they all used to say, Sadiqul Amin, the most truthful person. the most trustworthy person. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to announce, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِهُ, that say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, there is nobody for us. Nobody made the world, nobody is in control of the world. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. And thus Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, we have created the heavens and the earth, and we haven't created it in vain. The kuffar, they have this idea that, Aliyazu Billah, Allah gave us brains, everything. As Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the beginning of Surah Ad-Dahr, that once upon a time you were not loving, you had no reality, your father, mother, nobody spoke about you. That then when we gave you, we brought you into the world and we put your ruh in halata alal insan hinum min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an mazkura inna khalaqnal insan min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi faj'alnahu sami'an basira. Allah says, we created the heavens first to make all your arrangements, whatever you needed in this world. All the arrangements Allah made for us. We just have to come into the world and what Allah says, Inna khalaqna al-insan. After creating all the heavens and the earth, just before Allahu Akbar, according to many narrations Mufassirin have mentioned, before the day of Jummah came to an end, then Allah created Hazrat Insan, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and showed us, Ya ayyuhan nas u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah addresses mankind in general. Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Ya أُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. What we have created you for a very great honorable purpose, to become the slave of Allah. To become that great honorable slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala reminds us, when you become the true slave of Allah, and a slave is that person who learns the temperament of his master. Like our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, a successful husband also, a successful wife, learn the temperament of your wife. She learns the temperament of the husband. A ustad, a son learns the temperament of his father. A murid learns the temperament of his Shaykh. Then where he, Allah Ta'ala raises him to such a position, we can't imagine. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylam min al masjid al haram. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent in this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that I am just a humble slave of Allah. I am not worth deserving a plate of food also. Who? The king, Sayyidul Kawnain, Sayyidul Anbiya, Fakhridu Alam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is the king of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah give me my plate of food, I sit down on the floor like a humble slave. And I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us that the sad part is, in my ummah the time will come, people will be sitting on armchairs and relaxing and giving their opinion about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not man-made. Allahu Akbar. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes directly. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah says, we have revealed this reminder, the Qur'an-i Kareem, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold firm onto Kitabullah. And Kitabullah is not just the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tuharrik bi lisanaka lita'jala bih. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana thumma inna alayna bayana. We see when a hafiz student also is learning, he is eager, he wants to read fast, it must come in his mind. Allah Ta'ala gives consolation to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tanzeelum min rabbil alameen. This is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam comes to it and recites it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Directly into the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu ala qalbika litakuna minal munzirin bilisanin arabiyyun mubin. That Allah has revealed this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also eager to recite after Jibreel alayhi salam. Quickly, Allah Ta'ala says, la tuharrik bi lisanak. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. That you don't have to be eager to repeat quickly. Qur'ani Kareem, Allah Ta'ala taught us. First Allah made this whole system of the world. And for what? Not that Allah Ta'ala is in need of anybody. Allah Ta'ala is totally وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي. Allah Ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which shows that what connection Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, particularly your Rabb, that great being who brought us from non-existence into existence, and all because of the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love that Allah has got for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah created the entire universe. And as the poet says it so beautifully, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاقِ. If it was not for you, O our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah wouldn't have created the entire universe. And Allah Ta'ala has chosen me and you to be directly connected to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what is called nisbat. And nisbat is not just that this is my father, but your father, it is said so beautifully, that akrim abaka fa'innahu rabbaka, that honor and respect your father, for he made your tarbiyat. If he was a real father, and he learned how to be a father before he became a father, a mother learns to become a mother before she becomes a mother, then that mother and father, that is it said, that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You'll see exactly what are the qualities of the parents will be in the children. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. And that is why the first sunnah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Why Allah send us in this world? When that after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made that beautiful fetus in that womb of the mother, not the mother knew anything, as Maulana Isa Sahib explained so beautifully. Forget making shukr. Which mother knew that Allah Ta'ala is putting now these two beautiful eyes in her baby? Allahu Akbar. And free of charge, no account. And as our Shaykh so beautifully explains to us, it is only can penetrate my heart, not my biological heart, into every drop of blood of mine. And this yaqeen, this conviction has to come, that it is only Allah that is in control of everything. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ. All praises belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning until the end. And Allah Ta'ala will announce on the day of Qiyamah. Before that, Allah Ta'ala will now bring the whole world to an end. Even finally, Malakul Maut also, Allah Ta'ala will take away his ruh. And Allah Ta'ala explains, then what will it be? Kullu man alayha fan, wa yabqa wajhu rabbika zul jalali wal ikram. Allah Ta'ala who is wal awwal wal akhir, wal zahir wal batin. Allah who is the first, there's no first before Allah. Allah who is the last, there's no last after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala will bring everything to a standstill, and only Allah Ta'ala will be left, and not left. Allah is forever wajibul wujud, always in existence. And Allah will announce limanil mulkul yawm. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah brings the angel back to life again and commands him now, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, now blow the trumpet again, and everybody will come out from their qabr. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that this piece of flesh that we heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking about, this is that ruh of ours, which Allah Ta'ala created all the arwah, presented himself, and asked us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Did I not bring all these things? Did I not bring all from non-existence into existence? We all said, Bala. And according to most narrations, the first voice that came out was our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we all followed suit, whether we remember or not. So Allah Ta'ala's complete, perfect knowledge and wisdom, Allah knew that the soul here doesn't have a body, it doesn't have needs at the moment. We were like small ants, but Allah is going to transfer that soul into a body. This body will have desires, it will have needs. So Allah Ta'ala already took a pledge from us that time, and Allah is reminding us, Qa alastu bi rabbikum, qalu bala, shahidna an taqulu yawm al-qiyamah, inna kunna an hadha ghafilin. Allah says, I'm making you witness of yourself, that don't say on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, I didn't realize this, I was unmindful. And this ghaflat, Allah save me, all of us, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that we are living a life of unmindfulness, that I think it's my life, I can do, and sadly, myself, I'm talking of, Our life has become such, even our deeni work, it's like just a routine. That now I have to go to madrasa this time, I have to go and teach, this time is namaz. But is that ruh, that reality in me? Like our Shaykh teaches us, we all came into the masjid, as we explained, that we don't bring our cars in the masjid. But let us see our real self. Did I just bring my body, which is my car? I left my body in the masjid, and my ruh is gone where? Hazrat gives a beautiful example. Say, sometimes your wife tells you, I got certain work, I want to go to this place. You tell her, no, I'm too busy, man. I have to go to the bank, I have to go here, I have to go there. So she says, no problem, just take me, drop me there, and you carry on your work. When you finish, you come fetch me. So Hazrat says exactly like this. We think we are so busy that we just park our body in the masjid. It's now namaz time, and my ruh is now doing this bank deal. Then I'm in America, then I'm where? And by the time the imam says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I forgot namaz is over, even over. And this reality, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala saved me and all of us. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to say, Ta'allamna al-Iman, summa ta'allamna al-Quran. We learn this Iman from our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And normally we say we must talk about Iman. We should be talking about Iman. But Iman is not just na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. A person who had a high post in the time of the British, Judge Nazir Akbar Ilahabadi, he had a high post, but when he came into the company of the man of Allah, Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, then he realized all the positions of this world is nothing. Till you don't sit in the company of the man of Allah and get colored in the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is what is meant, we learned Iman. And like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in great hope that I know the answer will be my father. She said, who's got so much rewards in the ummat, like the stars in the sky? Can we count the stars in the sky? We can't count it. So she expected, it's obvious, the reply will be, your beloved father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So she was worried, then where is my father, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which Allah Ta'ala beautifully gives us a glimpse of it in the Qur'an Kareem, is أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاهِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. That for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have to leave your home, then leave your home. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr had now stayed 2-10 nailed together. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave his hometown. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the fourth road where he's crossing, he's not going to see Makkah Sharif again. He said, oh Makkah, I would have never left you if my people didn't kick me out. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was together with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First they stayed in the cave. And when the kuffar came right at the mouth of the cave, he could see the hoofs of their animals. And he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they just look down, this is what Iman penetrated the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him with clear confidence and total ease that they just have to look down. They are looking for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are looking for us. And the same price that was offered for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 camels, whoever finds Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can finish him off, aliyazu billah. But nobody can, Allah, jisko Allah rakhe, kaun usko chakhe. When Allah takes care of us, who can ever touch you? The whole world put together, the whole United Nations cannot cause a person harm when Allah Ta'ala takes care of us. But provided Allah comes in my heart, and this yaqeen has to come in my heart, and what I needed the most, and that is why Allah has brought us here. And now, time is almost up. So Allah Ta'ala told, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. We haven't come here on our own. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, it's a clear intention to a clear idea to realize. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِ أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُلْنَا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا وَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, don't let it be that we go to such gatherings, that we say, no, I had to attend this gathering, my brother's daughter is the walima, and we know there's going to be videoing, there's going to be music, or if you didn't know, and you came there and you see those things, immediately move away from that gathering. Otherwise, malaika will come a time of maut, and they will be pouncing us. That, what happened? Didn't you, you were in that gathering, why you sat there? Where Allah Ta'ala's command was being broken. We will say, kunna mustadafin, what could we do? I had a dawah that Allah Ta'ala says, tell them, alam takun ardullahi wasiyah. If Allah's earth not vast, today we will make hijrat for just, for better pastures as far as our dunya is concerned. But really, hijrat is, al muhajiru man hajara ammana hallahu an. That person who makes hijrat from his gunas, and now Allah has brought us here. And this is what is Islai Jalsa all about. That Allah Ta'ala tells our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we heard, that Allah grants iman to those who He love, but it's not guaranteed that I'm going to go with my iman. Till the last moment, last breath, each one of us, and this is Islam. From the time we come into the world, it's the duty of the parents. The first thing the child is supposed to be here, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That no gynecologist made you, no father or mother made you. Allah is the greatest. Allah made us. And for what Allah Ta'ala made us? Iqamat in the right ear, and azan in the left, azan in the right ear, iqamat in the left ear. When there's janaza taking place, do we ever hear azan and iqamah? Our azan has been given already. Iqamah has been given. So then the imam is not going to wait that now people are still coming. If we miss our rakats, and today sadly, if we miss a rakat, it doesn't pain us. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, the real solution is, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ وَلَا تَضْغَوْا إِنَّوْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. That remain firm, and remain firm, and we'll end off with this inshallah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they noticed every movement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They noticed him from head to toe. So they said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were few hairs that became white in the beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they say, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that you got white hair. What is that a sign? That now you must make place for the other children. Now you are going to the qabr. But said, the more whiter we get, the more we planning for this property, that property. So the sahaba are now inclining, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we worried. You're going to leave us. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's not what you thinking that I'm old, that I got white hair. Actually, Shayya Batnil Hud. Surah Hud, in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions the previous nations. We gave them life. We gave them strength, honor, dignity. But they forgot about Allah Ta'ala. And Allah reminds us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those people who forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this whole surah in which Allah explains how the previous nations that lived longer, more strong, and this ummah will come last. But Allah Ta'ala says, and in the surah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, particularly this ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ, remain firm, that conditions will come, different conditions will come, and like our Shaykh Mashayikh explained, the winds of dalalat are blowing. This is the time to hold firm to the righteous, pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we'll see whatever conditions come, they will teach us, remain firm, and on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we find the only person that could keep the ummah firm when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken away from the world was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. How the love of sahaba for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala couldn't contain himself. And he said that if you say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us, he's just gone to Mount Tur like Musa alayhi salam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu saw it was very volatile. He came onto the mimbar and he read the ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولٌ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest messenger of Allah, but he's not Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken away from the world, we shouldn't turn away from the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. As we heard yesterday, Hazrat explained with regard to istiqamat, first of all myself, and all of us, and to get the istiqamat, we have to remain firm in the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beg Allah ta'ala, tell Malakul Maud, don't come to me. Ya Allah, please, keep me firm on iman, and most important, we should worry about our husn-e-khatima, that Allah ta'ala gives us mort with complete, perfect iman. in such a way that Allah is happy with us and we are eager to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.